studio audience.
The old 7-10 split, the old bow-legged woman.
Look at you. You got the 10-pin over there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got the 7-pin over there, right? Hit the 10-pin, boom.
No.
Lands, rolls over, knocks over 7-pin, boom.
If anything, you gotta hit the 7-pin so in hope it just goes over and hits the 10-pin. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about.
You don't know anything.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm gonna be shot backwards is what you're talking about.
You're gonna look at you.
I'm not gonna look at you.
I'm not gonna look at you either.
Oh, let's go show off my new shirts to the boys, huh?
Oh, boys.
Hi, boys.
Hey, hello. Hi, girl. How are you? How are you? How are you?
Notice anything different about us?
I know. You dyed your hair the same color it was before.
That blue bowling shirts. Now, what do you think? Look at this.
Look at the back on this.
Oh, come on, fellas. They're nice, but they're not all that nice.
They're absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Would you look at this? Look what he did to my shirt!
Go into the ladies' room and try and wash it off.
You see, sign up there, shots be. Squiggy shots. And that there, is my nephew. My nephew, Lenny Shots.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Cricket Grabowski.
Oh, Cricket. Do those legs make music when you rub them together?
You know,
Cricket. All right, you two, beat it.
Look who's telling us to beat it, old coat and tie over here.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you want it? You want it together? You want it one at a time?
Does this man want to rumble with us? Is that what you're saying? You want to rumble with us? He wants to rumble. Why don't you step into my office here? Why don't you? Huh? What's the matter with you? Chicken or something?
Excuse me,
step into my office.
When he gets mad, it gets very messy.
You want to rumble, huh? You know you got a pretty face there. You better take a real good look at it and remember it good. You understand? Because we're going to make it look like we Tina. Okay, kill him.
They didn't muss you up, did they? Oh, I hope not. Go into the pizza bowl and get a beer and just
so
cool off. Go on.
Listen, if anyone asks, we're brewmeisters. I'll explain later.
Hello there, Cricket. What am I going to dream about her tonight?
Just don't make those gurgly sounds.
I'll be right back. Excuse me.
Oh, yes.
Bart.
Oh, Shirley, Feeney.
You know, you've got spunk.
Oh, pshaw. No.
I mean it. You see, it's all right here in your palm. Now, this is your lifeline.
What?
You've got a long, happy life in front of you.
Oh, read on, handsome gypsy boy.
And this is your love life. I've never seen one so long.
Well, the Feeneys have always been passionate people.
And we're going out to dinner tonight.
You can tell that by reading my palm?
No. I can tell that by looking in your eyes.
Oh. What about her?
Cricket?
Yes.
It's just a physical attraction.
I can certainly understand that.
I can't talk to her the way I can talk to you. You understand a man like me. You got spunk.
Well, I do have an awfully long spunk line.
Listen, I'll call you.
All right. I'm in the phone book under Spunky Shirley. Feed me.
Don't forget dinner. Come on, Cricket.
Squeaky must use action grease on his hair. I had to soak the whole thing. There's no towels in there.
Cheryl? Hey, Cheryl. Come on. Let's bowl.
No, you're bowling one.
Let's burn. The craziest, most wonderful thing has just happened.
Squiggy got drafted.
No. Do you remember that girl that was over there? That tall,
The one with the big sweater?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, her escort came in to meet her, and Laverne, he is everything you would ever imagine him to be.
Yeah, well, that figures.
Well, listen to this. He left Blondie and asked me to go out with him tonight.
Oh, well, that don't figure. Okay, which one is he? Point him out. Point him out to me. Which one is he?
He left with her.
He asked you out and he left with her?
Yes, well,
that's great.
You see, it's just a pure physical attraction between them. I mean, where can a relationship like that go, huh?
To the park, to a convertible, to a phone booth.
You'd make out in a phone booth?
Well, not just with anybody. Yeah, with anybody.
I'll tell you, Sluth, I'm so glad you're pulling up for Mary, helping out, because otherwise it'd been a lot of trouble.
Hey, Frank, I'm here a half an hour.
I'm here long.
Here you go, two beers.
Oh, Oliver, and I'm so sorry I overslept. Why did you wake me up, huh?
Because you were sleeping there with that big smile on your face. What were you doing, dreaming about Bart?
Oh, you got it. What a time we had on our date last night.
Yeah? What time did you get in?
We got in at 2:45. He left at 3:47.
What did you do?
The first 5 minutes we spent just looking longingly into each other's eyes. Then he wiggled all the way up my neck and whispered ever so sweetly into my ear.
More glasses!
More glasses.
I get it. Wait till you hear what happened at 3:15.
Oh, you lucky dog. Here's your pie. That's it. Get out of here. Clear out. Come on, sit down. Here's your table. Clean up some of your snacks. There's spaghetti on the floor. Boy, some people are pigs, aren't they?
Hiya, gorgeous.
Gorgeous who?
You gorgeous.
Yeah?
Something told me from the minute I walked in here that I had to read your palm.
Right, sis. Are we on candid cameras, Daddy? Hello, hello, Mr. Fine. Can I come out wherever you are?
No. I mean it. I can feel it. You can tell a lot about a woman from her palm. Now.
Wait a second. It might smell from cheese. I've been working here.
You've got a delicate, beautiful little palm.
Oh, this is candid camera. Where's Fun? Hiding in the bathroom? Hey, Fun! Come out here, Fun!
There's no fun.
No fun?
No. Now, this right here is your lifeline. You've had a...
That's a scar.
A tough life.
You're telling me I can tell you such stories?
And this is your love line.
Oh, something tells me that this is your love line, you know?
No, I mean it. I've never seen such a long love line. And we're going out to dinner Tuesday night.
You can't see that in my palm.
That's right, I can't.
Oh.
I can see it in your eyes.
Oh.
Tuesday, 8 o'clock. I'll meet you here.
I'll get it back Tuesday.
Down here to surprise me.
I came to take you away from all this.
Oh, you got it, mister, right after the lunch rush. Laverne! Laverne, you're never gonna guess who this is. This is Bart. Right! Bart, this is Laverne. This is my roommate, my best friend in the whole world.
No kidding.
Hey, you gonna clean up this mess?
I got a bigger mess, buddy.
Your message. I know the clothes dryer in the basement has been on the blink for days, but your father promised me he'd come over and fix it today.
Yeah, well, the message I left you wasn't really about the dryer.
Oh?
You see, I got this problem, and... Want some milk and Pepsi?
No, thank you.
You know, Mrs. Babish, we never really talk.
We talk?
No, I know we talk, but I mean talk.
Oh, you want to talk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I had this problem, and I was hoping maybe you could help me with it. I mean, my pop told me that you've really been around. Oh. I didn't mean bad, been around. It's just that you've done it all. if you've done it all. It doesn't even matter to me what you've done.
Look, I understand.
You do?
Yeah, what's your problem?
Okay. If you knew that your friend was going out with a guy who was two-timing her, would you tell her?
Oh, I see. Well, it was nice of you to tell me before I hear it on the street.
I don't think you would hear it on the streets.
All right. Who is Frank two-timing me with? That Mrs. Lockwash?
No, it's Shirley.
Frank's going out with Shirley?
No. Here, calm down. Take a drink of this, will you? No. Some guy that Shirley likes is trying to date me. There, I said it.
That's crummy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'd never go out with the guy, but I don't know what to tell Cheryl.
Well, you could tell her, but you stand the risk of losing a good friend.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of. So I don't tell her, huh?
Well, then again, if you don't tell her, then she might hear it, and then she'll really be hurt.
Yeah, well, I don't want to hurt her.
Look, all right, tell me the whole thing. Now, when did they meet?
Well, they met yesterday after work at the bowling alley. They went out last night, stayed out late, and they're out this afternoon. That's a date and a half, and it ain't even Saturday night yet.
When things happen that fast, they usually fizzle out.
You know, Shirley don't fizzle that easy, you know?
Look, maybe you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't...
Well, has she told you that this is her Mr. Right?
No.
Well, then chances are it's not serious.
So I keep my mouth shut?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it when the answer to a problem is to do nothing. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mrs. Beth. Edna, you've really been a big help.
Don't mention it.
You know something? My pop's got good taste.
Thanks. But he's wrong about one thing. Huh? I haven't done it all. But I ain't dead yet.
A heck of a lady. Can't fold a sheet, though. Look.
Oh, Lordy, look at this place. The bar will be here any minute. Mine. Let's see, that's yours. Okay, mine.
Bart, aren't you tired of that bar yet?
Are you kidding me? Never. Laverne, would you please do me a favor and iron that? I don't have time. Thank you.
Oh, sure. You know, Cheryl, I've been thinking, we don't know a heck of a lot about this Bart guy. Would you please get that? Hello? Oh, hi, Bart. Speak of the devil.
Tell him I'll be ready in 20 minutes and that he's my little Pookie Bear.
I'm not telling him he's your little Pookie Bear. Oh, you heard that, huh? Yeah, well... What? No, we are not on for Tuesday night or any other night. You're supposed to be calling Shirley, not me. Now, don't call me anymore, and I mean it.
Isn't he something?
Oh, yeah, he's something, all right.
Listen, Laverne, when Carmine comes by with the suitcase, just let him in, all right?
Whoa. Why is Carmine coming by with a suitcase?
Because I want fancy luggage for the weekend.
I'm in a hurry. Slow down for a minute. I want to hear about the weekend.
Laverne, Bart and I had such a wonderful time this afternoon that he wants me to spend the rest of the weekend with him in his cabin at Lake Whitefish.
A weekend? That sounds serious.
It is serious. Laverne, this is it. This is Mr. Wright. Are you going to grab me again?
No. Mr. Wright. Cheryl, I got to talk to you.
Laverne, do you think I can borrow your red scarf? Pretty please.
Yeah,
please.
Sure.
Oh, thank you.
Okay,
No, not this time, Boo-Boo Kitty. Which one of these sweaters would you take if you were me? The blue one goes with my... I'll take them both.
Cheryl, listen to me. Listen to me for a second. I didn't want to tell you this, but I got no choice. Bart asked somebody else out for a date.
Well, of course he did. He asked a lot of girls out, and who could say no to him? That's all in his past now, anyway.
He asked somebody out this afternoon.
No, now he couldn't have, because you see, he was with me all afternoon. He didn't speak to another girl after we left you. You?
Yeah, but I didn't know who he was at the time. Honest, I swear to God, and I'm not going out with him anyway.
No, there must be some mistake. You see, he probably meant that the three of us should get together sometime and go out. That's
Cheryl,
it.
Cheryl, it wasn't that way.
Well, what did he say then? Explain to me exactly what he said.
I don't know exactly what he said.
Well, then you probably don't know at all.
I know. You have a long love line. I've never seen such a long love line. We're going out to dinner. I could see it in your eyes.
No, I told you that.
I told you that.
Well, then you must have thrown yourself at it.
I did not.
You must have. Well, then how did he get your palm, huh?
He went like that. He got my palm.
Huh?
I did not throw myself at anybody. Can't you get it through your thick head that that's his line? That whole thing, he uses it on everybody.
I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to hear another word. Not another syllable.
Okay.
You know something? I'm surprised. I wouldn't do this to you if it was your guy.
He's nobody's guy. He's a lousy, two-faced lawyer.
What are you talking about? I said I'd bring the suitcase over, and here it is.
All right, Carmine, just please come in and please be quiet.
Carmine, could you please get out of here? We're trying to talk.
All right, just let me unlock this. I got the key here somewhere.
You know what? You know what you do? You know what you do? You throw yourself at guys. You do.
You attack them.
You do. I've seen it.
How?
Oh, that walk of yours, that walk of...
How you doing, sailor? Buy me a six-pack and anything goes.
Well, I guess I'll be running along now.
I do not do that!
You do that!
I am not.
Yes, you are. You are easy. Remember Otto Snake Pit? Tell her. Remember Otto's? Remember
Go ahead, tell me.
It's nice seeing you both again, you know?
See, I'm as easy as you. It's you with that phony, pure, and innocent bit.
Phony, pure, and innocent? I happen to be pure and innocent.
Oh, Carmine,
Carmine, don't terrify to this.
What about in the drive-in with Tony Grimaldi?
Oh, you fibber. All this time you told me you never looked.
I was with Norman Guberman. What else was there for me to do, huh? Who's right?
Just say thanks for the suitcase. I'll get out of here.
Oh, and that helpless little Petunia act. You've seen that, Carmine. You even went out with that. Always with that little scarf in your hand. Oh, could someone please help me open my beer bottle? How about you, you big, tall, handsome
I
man?
I never do that. Have I ever done that with you?
Well, here we go.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to leave. You girls probably want to be alone so you could hurt each other in private.
Well, I hope you're satisfied. Making a terrible scene in front of Carmine like that.
Boy, I hate it when you blame me for things that you start.
You hate it when I blame you for things that you start.
Like that. You hate this, huh?
Mm-hmm, yes, I do. I hate that.
Do you hate it? Well, take your hate for that and double it, and you get the way I feel about the way you stir your tea.
My tea?
That's right. You have to take your cup, and it's not bad enough that you got to clang it around on the inside. No, that's not enough. Then you gotta finish it off by clanging it on the outside. Well, next time, try clanging it with this.
My official Nancy Drew spoon!
Okay, all right. Let's talk about L's, shall we? L's all over everything. L's to the left of me.
L's to the right of me. You know why you put L's on everything?
Yeah, because
so that I can't borrow it. That's why.
Get out of here.
I'm going to flush it. That's
you wouldn't dare. You wouldn't dare. Oh, God, you wouldn't dare. Come here. With that. Okay. You know what I'm going to do with this spoon? I'm going to give it to Squiggy, and I'm going to let him put it in his mouth and lick it. And then he's going to put it in his hair. That part, I'll be leaving with him in a minute.
Good. You both deserve each other.
Laverne, what's the matter? Oh, you're jealous. Now, don't worry, we're still on for Tuesday night.
We're not on for any night.
Sure we are, it's destiny. It's in your palm.
Touch my palm and you'll be picking your teeth out of it.
Now, look, you're just upset about Shirley, and believe me, there's no reason to be. We just have a physical attraction. I can't talk to her the way I talk to you. You understand a man like me.
Hey, I understand a guy like you. You're a creep.
Who is it, Laverne?
It's your Pookie Bear.
Oh, Bart, what are you doing here?
I'm here for our trip to Lake Whitefish.
Oh, dear, we must have gotten our arrows crossed. I'm not going away with you.
You're kidding.
No.
I mean, your bag's packed. You're ready to go. Come on.
Yes, well, I am going away for the weekend, but I'm not going away with you. I'm going away with someone else.
Who?
I'm... What the... Franklin! Franklin! Franklin, darling. And where are you taking me, Franklin?
To fix the clothes dryer.
Oh, what a wit, what a sense of humor. Shall we fly to Miami again?
Miami.
How about you, Laverne,
You know what I see in your poem? A very lonely weekend.
Franklin, going to Miami? The guy gets to the whole head.
You later.
What are you later? I saw it now. I didn't see it later now. I know the guy coming in. No, just, look what she's sitting there like I said.
Come on, go fix it.
Hey, you're like your mother already. You know that? Just like her. I never understood her. I don't understand you. I don't understand what clue she does. No, I don't know nothing about it.
Want me to try and get your ale back?
No, I don't think so.
I was wrong about Bart.
Yeah, I was trying to tell you that. Maybe we could send away for another spoon.
It was a limited time offer only.
I almost died when you called my pop Franklin.
I almost cracked up and ruined the whole thing for you.
Well, he does look like a Franklin.
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
We should never fight over guys. Never.
Yeah, it ain't worth it.
No.
You want to make a pact?
Mm-hmm.
Cross my heart, hope to die, stick a needle in my eye. Never, 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 never again.